We continue our series of interviews with Democrats seeking their party's presidential nomination, and today we're joined by Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut. He's in his third term in the Senate. Before that, he served in the Connecticut legislature and as that state's attorney general. Thanks for being with us.
Melissa, I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you.
I'd like to start out, Senator, on the war with Iraq, which you voted in favor of. You've said about some of your fellow Democratic contenders, they don't know a just war when they see it. How troubling is it for you that weapons of mass destruction have not been found in Iraq when that was a major justification given for that war that you supported?
Well, it's troubling, but I supported the war to overthrow Saddam for a lot of other reasons. He had been years breaking United Nations resolutions that he had promised to abide by, that he had declared his intention to dominate the Arab world, that he had weapons of mass destruction by his own declarations to the United Nations in the 90s. He had used them to kill thousands of Iranians and Kurdish Iraqis. This man was a homicidal maniac and a ticking time bomb. And I am confident that the world is better off without him in power. What, of course, has been unforgivable is the way in which the Bush administration had no plan for what to do after Saddam left.
There have been plans announced this week for an accelerated timetable in Iraq for the transfer of power. And some people seem to be saying that the message the U.S. is sending is that we want to cut and run. Now, this is an election year. Do you think that that's the message, and is that appropriate?
I heard the statements that the president made today to say that we're going to stay in Iraq until it is free and peaceful. I'm reassured by those, but the policies that the administration is pursuing at least give people a reasonable doubt about whether that's so or whether the administration is now beginning what might be considered a premature retreat. And I cite not just this rush to turn security over to the Iraqis, but the plans that the administration seems to have to withdraw American troops on a set timetable. And I don't know how you can do that. The fact is that we've got 130,000 troops there that need more help, not less, to protect their lives. And I think what you've got to have is not a timetable like that, which begins to look like an exit strategy, but a strategy for success that sets goals and that begins to remove the United States troops when we have achieved our goal.
If I could follow up just briefly, are you saying that you think more U.S. troops are needed?
I agree with John McCain. I'm skeptical about whether, one, the administration will be able to get more foreign troops to join our troops on the ground, two, whether we will be able to train enough Iraqis to be part of the security quickly enough to protect the 130,000 Americans who are there now and tragically losing their lives almost every day. And that means to me that three, in the exercise of responsibility to protect the lives of the 130,000 Americans who are there in the short term, we probably need to send more American troops.
If we look back at the 2000 election, many people say that that was a campaign that you and Al Gore should have won easily by a wide margin, which didn't happen. Isn't that a cautionary tale for 2004? In other words, if you couldn't win big back in 2000, how do you think you can do it now against an incumbent?
Well, it's a very, very different moment in our nation's history. In 2000, there was a general feeling of prosperity and security in America. Today, we've gone through a recession, stagnation, 3.5 million jobs being lost, health insurance rising by 14% last year, 43 million people, 2 million more than when Bush took office, now without insurance. And of course, in the world, September 11th happened, the Iraq War happened. We seem, as one woman said to me, we live in a world where most people hate Americans. It didn't have to be that way. And it is to offer a strong alternative to the Bush record and the problems we're facing that I have mounted my candidacy. I am an independent-minded Democrat, and I'm running for president to restore the kind of security and prosperity that the people felt in 2000, But also, I must add, fairness and integrity to the White House, where I don't believe it has been found in adequate supply over the last 3 years.
You've asked Al Gore for his endorsement in this race, and so far he's been silent on that. What's going on there?
Al Gore and I talk. We're friends. I said when I declared my candidacy that, of course, I hoped for Al's support, but I was going to go out and earn it. And that's exactly what I'm all about.
And so far, I guess you haven't earned it yet?
Well, I think Al is, for the most part, sitting back. But you know what matters now? What the people in New Hampshire and Delaware and South Carolina and Arizona, Oklahoma, New Mexico, North Dakota, and Missouri are thinking. Those are the 9 states that vote in the first 2 weeks of this contest. And I'm going to rely on their good judgment. Ultimately, it's not the pollsters or even the politicians. It's the voters in the primaries who are going to decide who the Democratic nominee will be.
Senator Lieberman, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Joseph Lieberman, Democratic senator from Connecticut. He's running for his party's presidential nomination. We'll have more interviews with the candidates in the weeks to come.